Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Court documents obtained by KYW News Radio indicate the mother of a three-year-old girl admits to beating her daughter to death with a belt and then lied about the girl being kidnapped. KYW's John McDevitt reports the ongoing investigation involves law enforcement in Delaware and Maryland.
According to court documents, 31-year-old Darren Randall stated she beat her 3-year-old daughter Nola Dickens about 15 to 20 times with a belt in the town of Northeast Maryland on Monday. Randall said the girl fell to the ground and wasn't breathing. Randall's boyfriend, 44-year-old Cedric Britton, was in the home, and he allegedly attempted to administer CPR on the child, but she was not able to be revived. Randall said she put the body of Nola in a suitcase, and her boyfriend took it to a nearby park. He was interviewed by law enforcement on Wednesday in Cecil County, Maryland, and he drew a map where he disposed of the girl. Investigators located a body consistent with that of an emaciated child. Officials are waiting for autopsy results to make an official identification. The document also revealed that Randall admitted to making up the story that her daughter was kidnapped at gunpoint in Newark, Delaware, triggering an Amber Alert on Tuesday. Randall is charged with first-degree and second-degree murder, first-degree of child abuse resulting in the death of a minor, and other related criminal charges. Britton is charged with accessory to first- and second-degree murder, failure to report, child death, and other related criminal charges. Britton has been released temporarily after he posted a $70,000 cash bond and placed on home detention. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.